Now, there's been some really, some truly interesting work taking place in year four here at St. Peter's School in Walworth this week. I found it really fascinating just going into the class and finding out more. And it involves really one of our main topics for this year, which is India. And to explain more, I'm really happy I'm joined by a couple of our year four friends. So your names, please.
My name is Augusta.
And my name's Aaron. Nice to meet you.
And you, Aaron. Great. We have Augusta and we have Aaron from year four here at St. Peter's. Now, Augusta, if you could explain, please, this work you're doing. Our topic is India, but you've been looking at a particular village or a town in India. What was it called?
Shambhokalai.
Yeah. Which, to me, I know nothing at all about it. So, what have you been looking at in particular?
It's in India, and the continent of India is Asia.
Fine, okay. And Aaron, so what happened that has been of interest to us in Shambhokalai? What have we been looking at?
We have been looking at a march because landlords were trying to steal Shambhokalai's land. And also, they were very angry, so they started to have a march everywhere around the town.
They told the whole village about the man that's going to destroy their land. He wants to destroy their land. So the man called the police to come, and while they're marching, the police came and shouted at the people, and the people told him about what's happening in that area.
And when was this? Was this like quite recently, or have we got any dates when this happened in Shambhokalai?
It's in 1988 when the march started.
So 1988, so how many years ago was that, roughly?
That was about a long time
20
ago.
Or so years ago, we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, what I like, so you've got this particular story. It's quite an intriguing story. It's a real-life event that happened in Shambhokalai in India. I'm looking at India as a topic. But you've used the internet, you've gone online here at school to research this a lot more. And what did you find, Aaron, when you looked on the internet about Shambhokalai?
We saw a story, and there was an old man called
Torius.
And he had a small land and he was growing crops, and the landlords tried to steal his land, and the news spread like wildfire, so everyone came to protect him.
And there was, in a march, there was 10,000 people marching around him.
And
the cars had to wait.
And it started with 100 people to 10,000.
Wow, yeah, and so I think this is fantastic that what you've been actually doing is like using the internet. These stories that you're telling me right now, these are like true stories that people in Shambhokalai have put on the internet, and we can then get a lot closer to them and find out what their life's like.
And every year, they have this celebration after the march. They have this celebration. And they dance and sing. But when they was doing the march, they hold signs and said, "This is our land. Don't destroy it," or something like that. And they had a celebration after the march, and everyone was happy. But it wasn't. It was still danger, because one time the forest people came, and they steal their land again, and this time they went to the newspaper reporter and told them all about it, and the newspaper reporter wrote about it.
Yeah, now we're getting a bit short on time, but that leads us into really what's going to happen next week here in year four at St. Peter's. The children have been working away. They're doing a report in chronological order of all the events in Shambhokalai, and then we're going to move on next week and actually produce our own newspaper reports detailing and explaining. Right, we're out of time. So thank you to Augusta. Thank you to Aaron in year four for all your help.